You're listening to the Femme Codes podcast, a sacred space for your erotic empowerment and full-bodied liberation. I'm your host, Samaya, and I am a feminine embodiment guide and somatic mentor leading women into liberation through pleasure, sex, and relational ecstasy. Here to bring you awakening conversations that will leave you turned on, excited, and begging for more. Hello, welcome to another episode, and I am so excited to drop in with you today. So today's episode is going to be about the relaxed woman and how she is an embodied revolution on this planet today. Ultimately, I rebel against the society of burnt out women. I am not a stand for burnt out women. I am not a stand for overworked women. I am not a stand for women living and moving and operating from half of their life force. I am a stand for a collective of soft, relaxed, well-fucked, turned-on women, of women that are connected to their pussy, women that are connected to their eros, women that have a deep well of nourishment within them and an intimacy with this sacred body that we call home. I am a motherfucking stand for that, but it is not a common thing in our society. It is a rarity in the society to be a well-fucked and relaxed woman, to be a woman who is just as regulated and soft in her nervous system as she is in her heart, as she is in her mind. And my devotion, my dharma in this world, in this lifetime, is to bring more women into that soft receptivity of themselves, into filling themselves up on this beautiful thing that we call life, from filling themselves up with God. And for me, at the beginning of my journey, for the first 18 years of my life, I was a chronically stressed, traumatized, dense, aching woman. I was very much in pain. I was in continuous mental binds of fear, of scarcity, of triggers. I felt alone. I felt outcast. I didn't feel like I had friends that were really nourishing to me. I spent a lot of the first years of my life in this dark, deep death portal, essentially, of darkness. And yes, there was beauty there, but I felt very alone and lost on my path. And my body had experienced a lot of trauma at a very young age, and I was in environments that were not conducive to safety for any human being. And I'm not going to go into the details of it too much, not in this episode anyway, but there was a lot of things around me that were just not conducive to my softness, to my safety, to my power. Actually, they were conducive to my power because they gave me the opportunity to rise, to step into that power. But I mean that more so they weren't conducive to me feeling like I could really be in my body. Yeah. And ultimately with this, when we dissociate from the body, when we learn that it's safer to lock down the body, to numb, right? Whether it's through binge eating, whether it's through watching TV shows, whether it is through alcohol, partying, it could be through serial dating or serial sex, right? It could be through chasing men, whatever the food, the nourishment, faux nourishment is what I like to call it, like false nourishment. The thing that we try and seek, right? It never really feels what we want to feel inside of us. It never really sustains us for long enough. Eventually it wears off and it becomes like a quick dopamine hit, right? Where you get the reward and you're like, oh, it feels so good. But at the end of it, you're just more drained and more zapped than you were even before, because this isn't sustainable life force energy. This isn't long-term nourishment. It is temporary, it is fleeting, and it doesn't always get us to what we want to be. So what I really aim to do, and what I really love to invite you into, is a system of sustained feminine nourishment where you are high on your own motherfucking supply and you are leading in this world as a woman who is literally tipping off the charts of your energetic capacity. You are tipping off the charts with pleasure. You are tipping off the charts of your own aliveness. My favorite way to do this is, yes, through sensual embodiment, yes, through pleasure, yes, through somatic liberation, but ultimately it is deepening into your truth as a woman. It is finding that fuck yes, this is it. This is me inside of you, and leaning all pillars into that place. So yes, I'm here for a collective of soft, relaxed, turned on women with receptive pussies that have very little tension in their bodies and more spaciousness. And the spaciousness inside the nervous system is one key that really allows you to lead in the world in a way that is going to get you into the places that you want to get into, that is going to give you the kind of deep intimacy, safe intimacy, right? Hot polarity with that, and get you into the space where you are walking in this world, sure of yourself, confident, beaming, radiant, fuck yes to all of you, because you have leaned in to your original essence. And the nervous system, learning how to meet the body regularly, consistently, and safely in a way where you start to de-armor your tissues. You really start to pull off the armor that you've had to carry in this world, and you open yourself up to receive more of life. And armor can be placed on us through many different ways. It could be through childhood armor. It could be through being in relationship dynamics that are not safe or don't feel safe. It could be through environments, right? It could be through the cultural system that we're in, the societal system, the indirect traumas that we receive and the indirect conditioning. There are many different things that can lock up the body. Sexual shame is another one, purity culture, slut shaming. These are all things that really lock down our sexual life force energy and put us into a fear state. And when we've learned to shut off from parts of our body because of this, eventually the body learns that it isn't safe to fully be in its original capacity and spaciousness. Now, if we want relaxation, the kind of relaxation that pours in to your lovership, that nourishes you and nourishes your nervous system, the kind of relaxation where you are sitting in your home on an average day thinking, how the fuck did I get so lucky to receive all that I desired, because your nervous system knows how to hold it. If we want to access that kind of nourishment, yes, it will ask you to go deep into the body. And many of us are afraid of going deep into the body because oftentimes we are stuck in the head. We are avoiding the body because a lot of it can be deeply painful once we go there. We're often afraid of looking at our patterns because it might bring up our ideas and judgments of ourselves that we're a failure, that this traumatic thing happened, or that we are living at half our capacity. We're often afraid because also the ego doesn't like that. Yeah, the ego is a place that is trying to protect us. It is the part of us that is like, hey, this isn't safe. But in reality, that thing is fucking safe. It just doesn't feel safe to actually hold and be with. So for example, if you have been taught that having sex with lots of people is wrong, right? Purity culture, for example. Or that self-pleasuring is going to send you to hell. Or that maybe your pussy is dirty, which is a very common belief that has been imprinted into the feminine collective from patriarchy. That can leak out into the way that you move in the bedroom, into the way that you carry yourself, into your confidence. Yeah, because the body remembers. It can leak out into the way that you touch your body or don't touch your body. Yeah, into the subtle rush that happens during a self-pleasure session where we quickly go to rub it out and then in 5 minutes, it's done, rather than really being present with the medicine, with the body, with the pleasure that is alive within us. When the body feels safe to feel it all, you will be able to start accessing deeper spiritual states of liberation inside of your body. If you desire to be a relaxed woman, then your body is the key. If you desire to feel soft, receptive, whether you're going on dates with men and you're wanting to be more receptive to them, whether you're wanting to be led more by the masculine, or whether you're wanting to feel safer in your relationship and really trust your man and engender deep trust within him, whether you are wanting to have the kind of sex that blows your mind, takes you to God, leaves you sprawled on the sheets, wondering what just happened. Whatever it is, your body is the ally here. And when we start to enter into somatic practice, when we use various states of mindfulness, breath technique and connecting into the parts of the body, unwinding them, right? Unraveling them, unwinding the knots from the tissues, the fascias. This is when deep orgasms start to happen, deep power in your sexual intimacy starts to happen. And it's also where the kind of intimacy that knows no bounds lives. You cannot mess up intimacy with an open body and a regulated nervous system. You simply can't, because the way that you meet the moment will be so different compared to how you meet the moment when maybe you're going into a freeze response or a closure or a fear response. And I do want to say there's nothing wrong with that. We're all going to experience them. Actually, they're a part of the practice and they are the beauty that leads us into deeper beauty. And they are material for liberation. They're the things that we get to work with and meet in the moment so that we can really welcome in more of the energetics, more of the romance, more of the communication, the safety, the needs being met on a level that really serves the union and serves us. Where are you being a stand for your relationship? Where are you being a stand for embodiment? Because each of these moments, whenever you experience a trigger, whenever you experience something where your body just wants to go, and God knows we all have them, right? In that moment, that is an opportunity for you to stand deeper into your power. That is God saying, like, hey, how are you going to move with this? Are you going to choose the higher path, or are you going to sink back into old patterns? And neither of it is right or wrong. Neither of it makes you a bad person or a good person. It just simply is. And it's there to offer you space to evolve. Yeah. Being a relaxed woman is an embodied motherfucking revolution, because this is how we heal the lineage of our mothers, lineages of our grandmothers, the entire feminine lineage that we've moved through. We teach the women around us how to soften into their bellies, how to release the tension patterns from the womb, how to release tension from the pelvic bowl. We have so many chronic issues and physiological symptoms and pains inside of our wombs, our yonis, inside of the sexual organs, because of the amount of tension and bind up energy that are stored in these places. And when you really start to embark on this path of the feminine, I teach so many methodologies for clearing this inside the body in my play shops, in my offerings, in my courses. I've also just released a Wild Eros bundle, which is a somatic revolution bundle, and that's available for the next 48 hours or so, depending on when you're listening to this podcast. And there are a lot of play shops in there which allow you to really drop into unwinding, into sensuality, clearing tension from the body, locating sensation experiences inside the soma, so that you can free yourself of anything that you're carrying that no longer needs to be inside of you, so that you can choose new patterns, new thought forms, new behaviors, so that you can really step into this next level of becoming, this next level of feminine leadership, or this next era of your lover or your devoted partner. So if you want access to that, come get inside. It's really juicy, and you get all of my play shops for the price of only one of them. So 48 hours only. And the reason why this is so important is because the amount of pelvic tension that we carry is ultimately chronically making us tense, guarded, armored as women. And it's creating relationship dynamics that we don't want to have. It's creating business dynamics that we don't want to have. It's creating dynamics in our life that we do not want to have, because the body is a subconscious mind and the subconscious leads the way. So if the body is in a continual state of tension, contraction, stress, or hardness, right? If you're walking around in the day rushing to get to the next place, or mindless, or feeling disconnected from your body and your life force, and that's going to ripple out into the way that you attract desire, into the way that you attract potential partners, into the way that you date, or into the way that you meet relationship. However, when you are a relaxed woman with a relaxed pussy and a relaxed womb and heart, oh my goddess, what shifts is absolutely, it is miraculous. It really is. And some of my deepest moments of power have come through unwinding these pieces within me, because of the woman that I become after it, because of the woman that I step into after somatic ceremony. This is ancient feminine wisdom that we're finally getting access to in this modern day. And these are also arts that I continuously refine and channel and track to see what is really going to serve the body and serve the feminine. And it really is amazing that we have access to it in this day. So your relaxation isn't a nice to have. It is a must have. It is non-negotiable. To feel relaxed is non-negotiable. To feel in your pleasure is non-negotiable. And I really want to invite you into this realm of like it gets to be delicious. It gets to be powerful. You get to walk through this world in your power and really moving into the way that you relate with everything around you in the most powerful way. So that is what I have to say on becoming a relaxed embodied woman and how she is a motherfucking revolution inside of you. And I also want to bring something into this conversation around the beauty way and how, well, beautiful, but also how enlightening, how profound, how deepening it is to live the beauty way. And for me, I was standing on the edge of my jungle home today and I looked out in the corner of my eye and I saw this beautiful, miraculous, wide-winged bird which had blue feathers, green feathers, and had this absolute captivating color to it, captivating beauty. And for a moment, it just absolutely captivated me. I dropped everything and I stood in awe looking at this bird soar across the sky thinking like, wow, what a blessing it was to witness that. What a blessing it was that source gave that to me in the moment to witness and be in awe of. And I believe that's the feminine in everything. It's the beauty in everything, the sparkle, the radiance, and that too exists within a woman. But what I found is that when we walk through this world, seeing beauty in the humans that we meet, seeing beauty in the world around you, the earth, seeing beauty in the strangers on the street, when you see beauty in the clouds, the sun, the waterfalls, the space of your home, the eyes of your lover, when you see beauty in your body, yeah, in your yoni, when you see the beauty of the way that you meet each and every moment, it is a catalyst into letting more divinity inside. It is a catalyst into self-actualization and realizing that you are the embodiment of that of which you see. And when you see beauty, you'll begin to see beauty within. It cannot go any other way. When you start to see beauty within as well, you will see beauty without. And this is such a portal into living a life that is continuously evolving, that is inspiring, that informs the art that you create, that informs the way that you love, the way that you romance, the way that you get romance. It informs the poetry that you write, the way that you kiss your lips onto your lover's neck, the way that you slowly trace against their body ever so slowly, just in the way that they love it. To see beauty in everything is a way that sex becomes enhanced and God steps in the room as you make love. Because if you can see beauty in the way that you meet sex, in the way that you make love, then your sex is only going to amplify that beauty in your life. It's only going to amplify that beauty in your heart. And I really believe that this comes from a heart awakening. So I did a live recently where I was talking about a recent heart awakening that I had and how beautiful that was for me. And this heart awakening was a initiation into not only my intimate relationship with how I met my beloved, but it was a awakening into how I met all of life around me and my service with how I served women, with how I met community. Like, oh my God, the realms of my heart expand so big. They can reach so deep and my heart can see so much in the world right now. And I believe that this happened from being so loved in a way that has been so nourishing, so safe, so accepting of who I am as a woman, that my heart could not help, but to evolve and bloom and awaken into itself even deeper. And this is what happens when you're in a relationship with a man that loves you deeply, with a man who is safe, who is trustworthy, who communicates, yeah, who brings safety to you, because your nervous system can relax, your heart can relax, your body can relax. And also when you're in places that support this nourishment, if you are in environments that do not support your softness, your relaxation, your radiance and pleasure as a woman, then that is going to zap the energy right out of your heart, because the heart will become armored to life. And heart is where the feminine lives. Heart is everything. If we do not do this life, if we do not lead in this life with heart, then what is the motherfucking point? Tell me, what is the motherfucking point? I really do not see one. And I am so committed to living and leading community in a way that is heart-centered, in a way where we see one another, where we don't just talk love and light as a spiritual concept and say it in one way, but then don't actually embodiment. I am here for true embodiment of a leading with heart. I do not want to see someone speaking about love and light if they are not fully embodying it. I really do not. And of course, we need the darkness as well. We need both realms. But in resonance to this conversation, I'm speaking about love and light for this reason. So this heart awakening has led me here to feeling so aligned, so in the right place. And it's the kind of heart awakening where I really see the beauty in others. Like, there is this beautiful woman in the village that I am staying near, and I regularly just go and sit with her, and I drink a coconut, I sit on the ground with her, I chat, I listen to her stories, I connect with her. And there is nothing for me to get, there is nothing that I am there for, it is simply just to listen. And I think what we've really lost in society is connecting with one another on a heart level, is really stopping and, you know, saying hello to strangers in the street, or really telling someone how much you see them, how much they offer to you. And I really would recommend for anyone that feels armored in their heart, one, come journey with me, come do something with me, let's dance together, and also go commune with the earth, go and pray with Mother Earth, go and connect to the roots, the soil, and pray and pray and pray. Pray to Source, pray to the divine. Use prayer as a way to access more of your heart. And also give the love that you never got. Truly, give the love that you never received. And I know that this may sound counterproductive and it may be difficult, especially if there are heart wounds, but I really invite you to be generous with your love. Be generous with your love, and this will open the heart space. As well as be generous with your own heart and your own self. Of course, first and foremost, meet your body with softness, meet your body with love, meet her with compassion. And eventually the armor will start to unravel and you'll be able to receive more of life. The only way that my heart really started to open, and I've experienced a few heart awakenings. My first one was at the beginning of my journey, and I started practicing yoga. I started diving into somatic practice. I started traveling. I started getting into new environments that weren't my original. And I started surrounding myself in a community that was open, that were interested in, you know, developing, growing together. I really got into heart-centered community. And being in those environments does nourish us in such ways. We cannot grow in environments that are negative, that are draining, that are depleting. It's like you're telling God that you want one thing, but then you're sitting in the room with another thing on a continual basis and expecting things to change. It doesn't work like that. It really doesn't work like that. So if you want to receive different, if you want different relationships, if you want different ways of feeling inside your body, if you want to feel like a relaxed woman, you've got to get into the spaces that bring you into those spaces. You've got to get into places that nourish that within you. Because trauma in the body will just attune and attune and attune to the same experiences again and again if that's what it is fed. The pattern interrupt is you, my love. The pattern interrupt exists in the moment where you make another choice. And one more thing that I want to say in this podcast is that you do not need more information. You do not need more books. You need embodiment. I've said this before. And yes, we live in an age of information. It's absolutely valid. It's important. We need it. Yes, it's powerful. It's in our phones. It's in our laptops. We have no shortage of information. Absolutely. But we do have a shortage of embodiment. And if you want to experience new depths of your being, new realms in your relationship, if you want to experience the kind of tantric embodiment that leaves you dripping wet for more and really opens you up to your confidence, your power, your feminine leadership, or to even just taking up more space in your desire, then embodiment is the thing. Information will only take us so far. We can only get so far until the goddess and a real actualization of the energy inside of ourselves, inside of our body, into the physical is needed, because that is what moves the needle. Oftentimes, if we read a book and then we don't apply the information, or we don't live out the full energy that we received from the book, the full energetics, then we've only just really read a book and we've got concepts, but we don't have any real lasting change that we see happening in the relationship, happening in our service, happening in our bodies or our patterns. We will simply just have a concept. So embodiment is the path that will fill the gap and bridge the higher self into the physical realms. Okay, my loves, I will leave it there. Thank you for joining me. It's been an honor to sit with you, and I'll speak to you on the next podcast. And that brings us to the end of this episode. And if you've been loving this podcast or enjoyed the episode, feel free to leave a review on the iTunes page or on Spotify. If you'd love to receive a free gift, I can send you something pretty delicious if you'd love to send a screenshot of your review to my email, which will be in the show notes, and you can receive that free gift to your inbox. And to give you a hint, it is a practice in which you can drop into your body and out of your mind to experience deep pleasure and deep sensuality, which every woman has a right to inside her body.